Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to High School Varsity Baseball. We are at Gordon Lemming Field. Today's ball game is going to be the Clinton Prairie Gophers and the Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. Going to play this game this morning. It's going to be a 10 o'clock start. Got to mention this game couldn't be played. I believe it was earlier this week. Couldn't happen. Mother Nature wouldn't allow it to do so. We'll mention they're getting ready for the national anthem and opening prayer here momentarily. And it could be a good ball game in the works today. We'll mention bringing this game to you for the IHSAA varsity baseball game. This game being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfurt. Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery in Zelling. Larson & Sons, Target Sports. Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. We're going to set this down.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that last in this changing world and to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and an example of these things. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors, and give them the strength which comes from you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's our national anthem. Getting ready for baseball. Field looks nice. They had a tarp over it, kind of kept the rain off. Going to play baseball today. Clinton Prairie Gophers, Central Catholic Knights. We'll mention a little bit about the Clinton Prairie Gophers. They have a school enrollment of 363. They're class 2A. Sectional 38. There are five in their sectional. The sectional will take place at Delphi Community. In their sectional, Clinton Prairie, Delphi Community, Fountain Central, Seeger, Western Boone. The principal is Kirsten Clark. We'll mention the athletic director is Brian Eaton. And I believe the athletic secretary is maybe Clarice Good. Clinton Prairie High School. Located at 2400 South County Road 450 West, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. You can reach them by telephone, 765-659-3305. You can reach them on the web at cpgophers.com. We'll mention the Twitter is at gopher, singular. At gopher.ag. They wear the collars red and black. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. In the Hoosier Heartland Conference is Carroll, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Eastern, Rossville, Sheridan, Taylor, excuse me, and Tri-Central. We'll remind you that the head coach the Clinton Prairie Gophers is Matthew Scott. The next game on their agenda, they'll have a couple. Going to be a Hoosier Heartland Conference matchup Tuesday, May the 10th. believe that's Delphi at Clinton Prairie, 5 o'clock start. And then Wednesday, May the 11th, it'll be Clinton Prairie at Delphi. We're missing a little bit about Central Catholic Night. Central Catholic Night, Lafayette Central Catholic, enrollment 287, their class 1A, sectional 53. Their sectional will happen at Lafayette Central Catholic High School in their sectional Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, Lafayette Central Catholic. The principal is Melissa Robertson, athletic director Tim Bourdonnais, assistant AD Julia Genhart, Nate Geno, and we'll get to a little bit more of that after the top of the first inning. Getting ready to step in for Clinton Prairie. That's on the diamond. That's Clayton Perkins. Clayton Perkins, right-handed batter. Going to face Bryn Robbins. Robbins working from the windup, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. First pitch, swing and miss. No balls, one strike. Clayton Perkins wears number 2. Plays center field. Peering in, looking at signals. Bryn Robbins. Second pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. Count goes no balls, 2 strikes. Steps back in. Clayton Perkins, the leadoff batter in today's ball game. The swing on, foul ball, left side, left of third base. It'll remain 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Looks for signals, none given. Just step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Bryn Robbins. Pitch comes in, low and away. Ball 2. We'll double check that. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Early morning ball game, 10 o'clock start. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the whine from Robbins. Breaking pitch, going to foul it straight up, out of play, straight back. It'll float out. Count remains. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Giving it a chase. First base. Justin Brady, Bryn Robbins, also on chase. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Top of the first inning. Clayton Perkins batting. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. He's going to foul 1 out of play, straight back. Let's stay in the box once again with a 1-2 count. Step back in, tap the plate. Right-handed batter, Clayton Perkins. Right-handed pitcher, Bryn Robbins. Pitch comes in, the foul 1 at the first baseline. Might have got the top of the bat right there, like a cue ball, and playing billiards. It'll remain 1 ball, 2 strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Bryn Robbins. Clayton Perkins, first batter in the ballgame. Going to be a drop third strike. Stepping through the inside, going to make a throw to first base. That's Jackson Kane. They'll throw it around the diamond, and he'll get loose in left field. Picked up there in left field, Nathan Baps. Baps getting the start today. Where's number 23? Next batter in the lineup going to be Brecken Riley. Riley wears number 3. He plays a shortstop position. Bit of a wide stance. Probably doesn't take a large step. Here's the first pitch from Robbins. A short hop to glove picked up there on a hop by Jackson Kane. 1 ball, no strikes. Stepping behind the rubber, step back on now. Bryn Robbins peering in, looking at signals. Brecken Riley. He'll foul 1 straight up behind Jackson Kane. Bryn Robbins is going to point it out to Jackson. It goes out of play. 1 ball, 1 strike. Step back in here momentarily. Brecken Riley. Right-handed batter taps the plate. Bryn Robbins up on the rubber, working from the windup, 2 feet on. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. Fastball down the pipe, called strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Steps back up on the rubber. Bryn Robbins peers in for signals. Breaking pitch. They're going to say he's check swing wasn't checked, they're going to throw to first base. So it's going to be a strikeout, but he'll make it to first base on the drop third. It'll remain one out here in the top of the first inning. So at first base, Brecken Riley. Next batter to step in is going to be Connor Cobb. Connor Cobb wears number 6. He'll step in. He's doing the catching today for Clinton Prairie Gophers. Right-handed batter. Going to hold him on at first base. Justin Brady working from the stretch. First pitch comes in, swinging a miss. No balls, one strike. Just set back in, looks at signals. They'll go from there. And steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals, working from the stretch. Bryn Robbins swinging a miss. Count goes no balls, two strikes. He'll step back in. 0-2 count, one out, top of the first inning. Runner aboard at first base is Brecken Riley. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. Breaking pitch. He'll go down swinging for out number 2. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 6, Connor Cobb. Connor Cobb going to step in, right-handed batter. Currently looking at signals, Bryn Robbins now in the set position. Pitch comes in, short hop the glove. A ball on Connor, excuse me. Brevin Posey. Brevin Posey, the four-hitter, wears number 4. Plays second base. He'll foul one around home plate. They get loose there. Shake the bat around a little bit above head. It'll work to get in there for the 1-1 count. Right-handed batter. One ball, one strike. Working from the set. Just jumped in, going to get him on the hand. Didn't swing. He'll run to first base. He'll jog down there. Jogging to second base is Brecken Riley. 2 aboard. Next batter in the lineup for Clinton Prairie Gophers. It'll be number 22, Landon Hughes. Landon Hughes going to bat right-handed. He'll step in 1 foot at a time. Pretty good-sized young man. Bats in the 5th position. Working from the stretch, check second base, out of set. First pitch, breaking pitch, low and away. Runners at first and second base. Clinton Prairie batting top of the first inning. 2 out. Working from the set, check second. Swinging a miss, fastball. Low pitch, swinging a miss. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Landon Hughes batting. He'll play the first base position. Pickoff move at second base can be a high throw over the head of Evan Dehart. Going to go into center field, picked up there by Carter Johnson. And runner moves from second to third base. That's Brecken Riley. Runners on the corners. Brevin Posey at first base, peering in looking at signals. Bryn Robbins. Set position, checks third base. Pitch comes in, short hops the glove of Jackson Kane. And Brevin Posey moves to second base. Runners at second and third base. 2-1 count. Landon Hughes. Right-handed batter. 2 outs. Top of the first. Working from the set. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. 2-2 count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He'll tap the plate. Landon Hughes, number 22, first baseman. Here comes the pitch. Low, blocks it. Gets in front of him. Veers to the right. Jackson Kane. Runners at second and third base. Clinton Prairie, 2 aboard here in the first. Working from the set position. Swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging. They'll leave 2 on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. No score. Knights go to bat. We'll mention the lineup. Lineup here on the diamond. Central Catholic started that in defensively. The pitcher, Bryn Robbins, wears number 33. His catcher, Jackson Kane, wears number 3. At first base, 32, Justin Brady. Second base, Owen Munn, wears number 12. Shortstop, Evan Dehart, wears number 24. At third base, Ryan Schumer wears number 7. In left field, 23, Nathan Best. In center field, number 25, Carter Johnson. In right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Left fielder, Nathan Best, will play defensively for the DH, number 16, T.J. Bell. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by several. We're thankful. And we'll let you know that Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, they're located at 4929 East 96th Street, Indianapolis. She's experienced. She's knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, care, concern, helping you find the home that you are looking for. Lisa Stokes Bear. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, realtor, broker, Century 21. Defensively around the diamond for Clinton Prairie Gophers. They'll start like this. On the pitcher's mound, Caden Mullendore. Mullendore wears number 5. And we'll mention his catcher, Connor Cobb, wears number 6. At first base, Landon Hughes, number 22. At second base, Brevin Posey wears number 4. At shortstop, Brecken Riley, number 3. In third base, Ty Kirkpatrick wears number 7. Left field, number 11, Elijah Edwards. Center field, number 2, Clayton Perkins. In right field, number 8, Stephen Dunford. First batter in the lineup for the Knights, number 25, Carter Johnson. Working on the windup right here, Caden Mullendore. Pretty good velocity, first pitch, high and away, ball 1. One ball, no strikes, bottom of the first inning. Knights batting. Here comes the wind. Fastball, that must have been outside edge. Strike call. Kemp goes 1-1. A step back in, Carter Johnson. Here comes the wind from Mullendore. Swung on, take it the other way, foul. On a line rope just left of Coach Bordenay at third base. Left from the batter, right from him. Working from the windup, Mullendore, one ball, two strikes to Johnson. Breaking pitch, try the backdoor curveball, fade outside. 2-2 count. Here comes the wind. Going to get off the catcher's glove, high and away, ball 3. Caden Mullendore doesn't waste any time. He runs a quick game. He'll peer in, look at singles out of the wind. Here comes the 3-2. Foul off the bat here. We're going to say it. No, got a foul ball. Got bat only. Carter Johnson thought he might be going to first base. He'll step back in. Foul ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Mullendore. Here's the 3-2 again. Swung on. Ground ball shortstop. One hop on a line rope. He'll throw across the diamond. That's Brecken Riley to Landon Hughes for out number 1. Next batter to step in for the Knights, number 24, Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart going to step in, right-handed batter. It'll work there on the diamond. There comes the wind from the righty. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Broke low. Good breaking pitch from Mullendore. Mullendore, no balls, 1 strike to Evan Dehart. Swung on, ground ball. can be fielded by the second baseman. Pretty good range to his left. In the grass, he'll feel good. He'll throw on the first base. That's Brevin Posey. Landon Juice. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter for the night is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. He'll step in with two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Connor Cobb going to let the infield outfield know there's two away. Peering in, look at signals. Caden Mullendore. First pitch, fastball. Kneecaps, strike one. Step back on the rubber, working from the windup. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Mullendore. Here comes the wind. Swing and a miss. Swung in a low pitch. It was a breaking ball, I do believe. Count goes 0-2 to Owen Munn. Clinton Prairie Gophers on the diamond. Caden Mullendore wears number 5. He entered this game with 6 2/3 innings under his belt. Pitch comes in low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Caden Mullendore working on the diamond. He's allowed 15 runs. He's working the windup right here. The short hop the glove, going to get a piece of the umpire, maybe as a catcher. So let's step back in. Mullendore. I believe that may be 15 walks, 6 strikeouts entering the ballgame. I'm going to check my notes. Hopefully they're correct. Let's step back on. 2-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a whine from Mullendore. Swung on, going to pop one sky high. Foul territory. Might be caught in fair territory by the pitcher. Caden Mullendore for the third out here in the bottom of the first. So we'll go to the top of the second inning. And then we'll remind you, PutMeInSports.com since 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So the pitching change on the mound for the Knights is going to be Bryce McCammon. Bryce McCammon going to get some warm-up pitches. He wears number 30. Bryce McCammon getting warmed up right now. We'll mention Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins pitched the first inning. Bren Robbins entered the ballgame with 28 innings on the season. He's faced 112 batters, and he's working on the diamond right now. And he's got 6 appearances on the season. 5 of them are starts. So he'll sit down right now, give way to Bryce McCammon. Bryce McCammon, gonna put the ball in the glove right there. Step to the pitcher's mound. Next batter in the lineup for Clinton Prairie, going to be the pitcher. Where's number 5? Caden Mullendore. Mullendore, right-handed batter. Step into the rubber. There it is. Bryce McCammon. Here comes the pitch. Swing and miss. Mullendore. Count goes 0-1. Here in, look at signals. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from McCammon. Breaking pitch. Finish high. Ball 1. So they'll work right there on the diamond. 1 ball, 1 strike. Top of the second inning. Pitch comes in high for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Working on the diamond. 2 balls, 1 strike, and he'll step back in. Here comes a wind from McCammon. Swung on, ground ball. Left of third base on the ground. Giving it a look there was Ryan Schumer at third base. They'll track that one down out of the dugout. Two balls, two strikes. Steps back in the batter's box. That's the pitcher for Flint Prairie, Caden Mullendore. Here comes the wind. Low for a ball. Off the glove of Jackson King. 3-2 count. A step back in, tap the plate. Caden Mullendore. Here comes the wind. Swung on to take a foul ball out of play. Be pretty high elevation. Might have got the lights after it would have been a little further right. Pretty good stroke right there. Got the sweet spot of the bat. A step back in, fakes the 3-2 once again. Here's the pitch. High pitch, your swing to go down on strikes. One out. Here in the top of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup for Clinton Prairie. It'll be the third baseman. He wears number 7, Ty Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick, another right-handed batter. Facing the righty, Bryce McCammon. Pitch comes in just above the zone. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Step back in. Here comes a wind from McCammon. You know, foul one. He's going to float out of play. Straight back. Count goes one ball, one strike. Number 7, Ty Kirkpatrick. Third baseman for the Gophers. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, he'll foul one right side over the Knights dugout. Knights in the first base dugout. Gophers in the third base dugout. Gophers wearing the red jersey tops. They're wearing the black pants. Knights going with the white uniforms with pinstripes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and take a line drive to center field. Going to read it, come in a couple steps, make the catch. Carter Johnson. Two out. You're in the top of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup for the Gophers. Going to be number 11. He plays left field. That's Elijah Edwards. Edwards going to step in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Bryce McCammon. Pitching from the windup. Here's the wind. The check swing, foul ball. I'm going to pull it to third base coach right there. If I didn't know better, I would guess that's third base coach Matthew Scott. Not quite sure, but thinking so. Got to speak with an assistant coach before the game for pronunciations. We are thankful I put me in sports for the pronunciations. Pitch comes in, ball one. One ball, one strike. Here comes the wind from McCammon. Pitch comes in high, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Top of the second inning. Two out, nobody on the bases. Here comes the pitch. Going to be hit by pitch. Got him on the inside, just grazing. Tight pitch, he'll jog down to first base. Ty says Elijah Edwards. Elijah Edwards at first base was number 11. Stepping in now going to be the 9 hitter for Clinton Prairie. Number 8, Stephen Dunford. Dunford is going to ground ball third base, high hop, played by Schumer. To throw across the diamond, get the put out with Justin Edwards.
Top
of the second inning, no runs, no hits, nobody else shooting. One left on base. We thank you for listening. This game is in part being made possible by looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle. Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. Friday, 9 to 6. And they're open today. They're open Saturdays, 9 to 4. They're located 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. We'll also mention a little bit about the umpiring. Umpiring is kind of a low number right now in the state of Indiana. We'll mention we're calling out to all of you baseball enthusiasts across the state of Indiana. If you enjoy the game of baseball, the best spot on the diamond pretty much is waiting for you. The IHSAA is looking to add to a somewhat low number of umpires, male, female, to look into becoming an umpire. Simply call the offices of IHSAA, 317-846-6601. 317-846-6601. No need to be nervous. There are plenty of classroom baseball studying available. You can find the one nearest you. Stepping into bat, Ryan Schumer here in the bottom of the second inning. From Mullendorf, first pitch. Strike call. Fastball. Count goes 0-1. So let's step back in. Left-handed batter. Number 7, Ryan Schumer. Comes the pitch from Mullendorf. High and away. Checks his swing. Ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Step back in. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer, working from the stretch. Is Mullendorf. Nobody on. Pitch comes in. Called strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes. On Schumer, peering in, looking at signals out of the windup this time. Breaking pitch, backdoor curveball, finishes away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Infield playing regular depth, deep at the middle infield, at the lip of the grass, right at the dirt edge. Peering in, looking at signals, is Mullendorf. Here's the pitch. The foul one, check swing, it'll go right directly. A little banana rope right over the third base dugout. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Step back in. 2-2 count to Mullendorf. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball misses outside. 3-2 count. Step back in. Lefty facing the righty. Here's the 3-2. Going to be a body catcher. His inside pitch. Taking off of second base. Thought about second base. He'll go back to first. Runner at first base, Ryan Schumer. Timeout on the diamond. They'll kick swipe the plate clean. What's the way to do it? It's definitely efficient. Next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Working from the stretch. Runner on first base. Mullendorf peering in out of stretch looking at Stiegel. Now the set position. First pitch to Brady. High and away. Ball 1. 1 ball. No strikes. 1 foot in. 1 foot out. Look at Stiegel. Third base coach. Coach Bourdonnais. Working from the stretch. Now the set pickoff move. First base. Pretty good move. Getting back safely. Head first, Schumer. Pretty good pickoff move for the first of the day. Working from the stretch, now the set. Going to be hit by pitch. Great team on the inside. To jog to first base. Runners at first and second. At first base, Justin Brady. At second base, Ryan Schumer. That's the batter in the lineup for the night. Going to be number 16, C.J. Bell. C.J. Bell working as the designated hitter for the Knights. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, going to be a bunt. Going to be a lengthy bunt on the ground. Not a play able to be made. Let's see what the official score will give that. As a bunt towards third baseline. He got a little bit on it. Might have been a punch bunt. They're going to give him a hit. Bunt hit for T.J. Bell. Bases loaded. Bases occupied. Stepping in. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be number 33, Bren Robbins. Working from the stretch. Caden Mullendore checks the runners out of set. First pitch, swing and a miss to Robbins. No balls, one strike. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning at Central Catholic High School. Second pitch, swing and a miss. Robbins goes down the count, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Peering in, working from the windup is Mullendore. Pitch comes in, low and away. Hat will come off on that pitch. He'll put the hair back, put the hat back on. One ball, two strikes. Here comes a wind from Mullendore. Breaking pitch, going to freeze him up across the plate. He'll go down looking. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Stepping into bat, number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane's going to step in. Working from the windup, righty facing a righty. First pitch fastball taken for a strike. Bases all occupied, bases loaded for the Knights. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Here comes the wind from Mullendore. Foul back to the screen. Right on time, Jackson Kane. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. One out. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, going to freeze him up. He'll go down looking also. Knights, two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick playing right field in today's ball game. Here comes the wind. Fastball misses away. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the wind, second pitch to Minnick. Inside pitch, he'll take a swing, full swing. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike, here's the 1-1. The foul one, straight back out of play. One ball, two strikes. Backing on the rubber, working from the windup. Caden Mullendore, here comes the 1-2. Ground ball in the infield, can be fielded by the first baseman, right over the bag on a hoppy. They'll go unassisted at first base for the third out. So Knights leave bases loaded. They get a bunt hit in the inning from T.J. Bell. They score no runs. We'll go to the top of the third inning. No score. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. 46031. You can reach them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. Inside, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you will find Titus Bakery and Deli. That's Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Weekdays on Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them on the web, TitusBakery.com. We'll mention you can visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County and stop in, if only to please your taste buds. That's Titus Bakery and Deli. So they have a new adjustment. They're going to go with it. A different pitcher for the Knights, Caden Minnick. Where's number 20? He'll step in, left-handed pitcher. So they're working right there on the diamond. We'll mention Caden Minnick entering this ball game. 15 and two-thirds innings. He's taken 69 batters. He's got four appearances in the ball in the along this season. He has started three games. That's Caden Minnick. So back in left field is Nathan Bass. They're going to throw one down right here. Jackson Kane with a one-hop to glove of Evan Dienhart. Next batter going to step in for the Gophers. Going to be the leadoff batter. Leadoff batter, Clayton Perkins. Clayton Perkins steps in, batting 250 on the season. 341 on base percentage. He scored seven runs. He got nine hits. He got three RBI. He's got a double, two times a double. Step in, right-handed batter. First pitch from the lefty, Minnick. He'll foul one back to the screen. He'll track that one down. No balls, one strike. That's on the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the windup, both feet on. Here comes the second pitch to Clayton Perkins. He'll foul it left side. It'll be fielded by third base coach. No balls, two strikes. Steps back in. That's Clayton Perkins. He plays center field for the Gophers. Pitch comes in. He'll take a line drive rope down the left field line. It's going to get in the corner. It's going to be picked up at the warning track prior to making it to the fence. Going to stand up double for number two, Clayton Perkins. They're going to call it a foul ball. So he was all the way over there. He had a double, but it landed foul down the left field line, evidently. Cannot see the line from here. We're vantage point beyond first base. Just out where the lip of the grass begins. Fortunate to have a good seat to see the game. You can do the same. Sectional coming up soon. Going to foul one back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter steps back in. Clayton Perkins. Here comes a whine from Minnick. High and away. Ball two. A step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch, ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by Schumer. Going to take it to first base. Going to make Justin Brady stretch, but he kept his toe on the base. First out here in the top of the third inning. Next batter in the lineup going to be number three, Brecken Riley. He plays the shortstop position, Brecken Riley, on the season. He got the highest batting average for the Gophers at 417, 523 on base percentage. Here comes the first pitch. High and away. One ball, no strikes. Brecken Riley sets back in. Pitching from the windup, Caden Minnick. Swung on, fouled off. Around home plate's going to get near the screen, near the Knights dugout. Brecken Riley has scored 10 runs. He's got 15 hits. He's got 7 RBI. He's got a double, 4 triples, and a home run. He'll take this one sky high. It's going to float out in right field. Called for by Owen Munn. Well out in right field. Carter Johnson elects not to call him off. Catch made by Owen Munn. Second out. Here in the top of the third. So next batter going to step in. Be the catcher, number six, Connor Cobb. Connor Cobb going to step in, batting 242. And then 359 on base percentage for the right-handed batter, Connor Cobb. You know, check swing ground ball is going to make it to second base on the ground. Owen Munn throws on to Justin Brady for the third out, top of the third inning. So no runners left on base, no score And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Playing some good music here early in the morning. 10:43 on the wristwatch. Playing some Journey. Journey, I say, was it Steve Perry, as you know. A vocal range that is completely out and off the charts. Steve Perry, I think he's working on a solo album. He is working on one. I'm not sure if it's out yet. But I heard that in an interview with Mr. Steve Perry on the radio. So they're getting ready for bottom of the third inning here at Central Catholic. Throwing the ball around the diamond, Clinton Prairie Gophers. Working on the diamond. Still pitching at number five, Caden Mullendore. Caden Mullendore on the diamond. As mentioned, he entered this ballgame with 6 2/3 innings. He struck out 6 entering the game. I take that back. Look across there. He's walked 3. He just struck out 11 entering this ballgame. Next batter for the night is going to step in, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson was 25. He'll step in, batting 261, 393 on base percentage. Pitch comes in, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter. Taps the plate. Working from the windup, Caden Mullendore. Pitch comes in, thigh high, called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. Here comes the wind from Mullendore. Just missed, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Steps back in, Carter Johnson, facing the righty, Mullendore. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. It's tap the plate, step back in, here comes the wind. Swing, a foul tip back, should say foul ball back to the screen. Just underneath the baseball. Steps back in, 3-2 count. Here comes the 3-2. You know, check swing, just put the ball in play. You go third base, throw across the diamond, and we'll just get Carter Johnson at first base. Credit the play. Ty Kirkpatrick, 5-3 to Landon Hughes. Next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart going to step in, batting an even 400. He batted 400. He's been to the plate 52 times, entering the ballgame, 40 official at-bats. Breaking pitch, low, short hop, going to get back to the screen. 1 ball, no strikes. Evan Jeanhart on the season, 16 hits on the season. He'll get another one right here. They're lining back up the middle. Low elevation. He'll be at first base. Picked up in center field, Clayton Perkins. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights, number 12, Owen Munn. He'll step in, batting 370 on the season, on base percentage, 433. Working from the stretch, Caden Mullendore. Peers in, out of the stretch. Pickoff move out of the stretch. Pretty good move. He's got a good move at that pitcher's mound. Getting back safe and head first with Evan Jeanhart. Peering in now, stretch, looking at signals. 0-1-9, right-handed batter facing the righty, Mullendor. Line drive rope on the ground. It's going to be fielded. Lost the handle, throws it to second base on the pickup, and just does force out Evan Dienhardt at second base. Fielder's choice for 0-1-9. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. He's batting in the fourth position. Number seven, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer on the season batting .242 on base percentage, .419. Pickoff move at first base, not so prevalent right there. Getting back safely is 0-1-9. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, high for a ball. They'll throw one to second base. Trying to get 0-1-9, and they're going to call him safe at second base. 0-1-9, the speedster for the Knights, steals another base. One ball, no strikes. Ryan Schumer batting. Bottom of the third inning, no score. Foul ball. It gets screened right in front of us. On the ground. They'll pick that one up. They'll step back in. One ball, one strike. So Ryan Schumer working out a stretch. Looking at signals. Now the set position for Mullendor. He'll check second base. Ball high. Mullendor using that delayed leg kick. He lifts that left knee. Gives him an opportunity to spin around or throw to the plate. That takes an athletic move. It looks like he can do it. Going to fly one high right field. Going to float into right field. Coming on to make the catch in left field is Stephen Dunford. Getting some help right there from Brevin Posey. Pointing the ball out. Sun's shining pretty good. So the Knights come up with zero in the bottom of the third inning. At the end of three. Still no score. And we'll mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number, 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. They have gunsmithing, and it's available. You can get gunsmithing and repairs. They are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. So new pitcher on the rubber out there getting warm-up tosses. That's number 14. That's Tyler Fox. Getting some warm-up tosses right here. And they're going to step in. Tyler Fox enters the ballgame with 6 1/3 innings on the season. This is his sixth appearance. He has faced 37 batters. This season. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. Getting ready. Tyler Fox going to pitch here in the top of the fourth. Clinton Prairie getting ready to bat. Getting finishing up the final tosses. We'll mention the sectionals are coming up here shortly. It'll be just a little bit. Not too far away. But we'll mention Delphi Community going to host the Class 2A Sectional 38. Their sectional, that's one involving Clinton Prairie. Game one going to be Seeger at Fountain Central. Game two will be Clinton Prairie Gophers versus Delphi Oracles. Game three, Western Boone versus game one winner. The championship game will be game two versus game three. So that's the way it'll be at Delphi High School. Sectionals getting ready to start, I think, about the May 26th, 27th area. You can check IHSAA.org. So So working from the windup, Tyler Fox. Here comes the pitch. Ball comes in low. Ball one. He'll step back in. Working from the windup, Tyler Fox. Swing a miss. A little bit out in front. Count goes one ball, one strike. Connor Cobb in the batter's box. Where's number six? Pitch comes in, swing a miss. Connor Cobb on the season, batting .242. On base percentage of .359. He's got four RBI. Right-handed batter. Swing and a miss. I take that back. That was number four, Brevin Posey. My ear. That's Brevin Posey. Brevin Posey on the season, batting .269, .441, 6 RBI. Next batter going to step in. First baseman, number 22, Landon Hughes. Stepping back on the rubber. Tyler Fox peering and looking at signals. Swing a miss. No balls, one strike. Landon Hughes, where's number 22, steps in. On base percentage of .316. He's got two RBI on the season. Foul ball right there around home plate. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. A step back in. And back up on the rubber. Here's Tyler Fox peering in looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch. Froze him up. Pretty good break. And in there for a strike. He'll go down looking for the second out. Here in the top of the fourth. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Caden Mullendore. Mullendore doing the pitching. Caden Mullendore batting .217 as an average, .367 on base percentage. First pitch comes in, a bit off speed, a little bit out in front of us, strike one. No balls, one strike. Here comes a wind, here comes the 0-1. Pitch comes in, may have been a breaking pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. So he'll work it right there on the diamond. No balls, two strikes. Here comes a wind. Breaking pitch misses away. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, top of the fourth inning. No score here at Central Catholic High School, Clinton Prairie. Not much of a drive. Check swing. We're going to call him out on strikes. He's dropped third strike. Jackson Kane tags him for the third out in the inning. We do thank you for listening, and we'll mention, again, this game is, in part, being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, at Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. Getting loose, getting warmed up to the bottom of the fourth inning. Knights going to bat. No score here in the ballgame. As mentioned, this game started around 10 a.m. Couldn't play the game on Thursday. It was just too wet. Last night's game also got rained out here at Central Catholic. That was going to be the Lebanon Tigers. So Clinton Prairie. They rescheduled playing here on Saturday. They're just playing some more of that good music right here. They throw the country variety in. And they throw one down to second base. They'll move it around the infield. And they'll put it back in to the glove of Caden Mullendore. Mullendore going to ask for a different baseball. He'll get one. Not going to be denied. So he'll work back up on the rubber, working from the windup. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Justin Brady, was number 32 for the Knights. Here comes the first pitch. Breaking pitch. Look a little bit off of that one. Justin Brady a little bit out in front. Not much. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Brady steps in, batting 298 on the season. He's going to get hit by pitch. He'll jog down to first base. Take the gloves off. Put them in the back pocket. Justin Brady at first base, stepping in to bat. The DH, designated hitter in the lineup, was 16. Next, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell got himself aboard with a bunt hit. First time up. Pitch comes in tight for ball one. Misplayed by the catcher. Pops off the glove. He has to track it down. Justin Brady moves to second base. 16, T.J. Bell in the lineup. We're missing T.J. Bell on the season. 286 on-base percentage. Timeout. Called in the box. They're going to wait for the... They're maybe not. They're going to play on. Right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Working from the stretch, here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. T.J. Bell, working on the diamond, 8 RBI on the season. Pitch comes in low. 3 balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter steps back in. Working from the stretch, Caden Mullendore. He'll check swing, he'll swing away on 3-0. He'll ground ball second base. They'll get the put out at first base as the 11 a.m. horn sounds, as you can hear the siren. 11 a.m. here on the diamond. So ground ball out to second base. Brevin Posey throws over to first base. Landon Hughes, one out here on the diamond. And they'll work it from there, stepping into bat. To begin with 33, Brent Robbins. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Mullendore. Swung on, he'll pop one skyward. Giving it a chase, third baseman. They'll catch it in foul territory for the second out. Good catch there, Ty Kirkpatrick makes the catch. Brent Robbins jogs back to the dugout. Set to bat for the Knights. Going to be number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter, plays the catcher position. He's batting .231 on the season, on base percentage, .524. Pitch comes in, he'll fly one, right side, foul territory to right field. To stay in the field of play, the foul ball. No balls, one strike. Step back in. Jackson Kane. Looking from the stretch. Caden Mullendore. Set position. Runner at third base. Seeing a foul, and a foul one again. Not so far down the line, but near the same spot. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Jackson Kane. Righty pitcher, Caden Mullendore, out of the set. Just foul one, this one out of play, right side. Count remains 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Just step back in, right-handed batter. Ball's in play, working out a stretch, now the set, Mullendore. He'll foul one this area. It'll go overhead. Foul ball out of play. Jackson Kane and needs the ball replenishment as Jackie Dean has a foul ball marathon going on. No balls, two strikes. As second baseman Brevin Posey says, keep working. And Molendor is doing just that. So is Jackson King. Here comes the 0-2 pitch once again. Breaking pitch away, ball one. Timeout on the diamond. Connor Cobb going to talk with his pitcher, Caden Molendor. Connor Cobb, where's number six? Molendor, number five. Connor Cobb going to jog back behind the dish. Home plate area. Jackson King going to step in. Right-handed batter's box. Pitches from the stretch. Number five, Caden Molendor. Here comes the pitch. The 1-2. Going to call him out. Going to call him out on a, evidently a, right there below the kneecap type of zone. After fouling off about five pitches. So the Knights leave a runner on base. They come up with no runs. At the end of four innings, still no score here on the diamond. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you. We'll double check here. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage. 4x8 signage, site signs, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production. Since 1985, you can reach them by dialing 317-984-3765. By cellular phone or text message, 317-946-2424. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. You can call Robbie. The football season is just around the corner. Robbie Kendall can hook you up. If you want to broadcast your home school or maybe a school away, he'll help you get it done. He does video, audio, and I will mention you can do volleyball, you can do basketball, you can do soccer, you can do cross country if you like. You can broadcast athletic events. It could be at the middle school level. It could be at the youth level. It could be at the high school level, and it could be at the college level. That's Robbie Kendall at AudioSportsOnline.net. First pitch, top of the fifth, Tyler Fox. Pitch comes in high for ball one. In the batter's box, third baseman, number seven, Ty Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick batting .233 on the season, .303 on base percentage. He'll watch a strike go by. One ball, one strike. Steps back in, right-handed batter. This comes a whine from Fox. Short off the glove, Jackson King gets some dirt on it. He'll ask for a new baseball. So two balls, one strike. Steps back on the rubber, peers in, looks at signals. Here comes the wind. Strike, right across the dish. Right down the pike, not sure if it is a breaking pitch. Might have been a bit of a slider. Called strike, count goes 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss, he'll go down swinging. That's number 7, Ty Kirkpatrick. To throw the ball around the diamond. That started at first base. One out. Top of the fifth. Next batter in the lineup for Clinton Prairie Gophers. Going to be number 11, Elijah Edwards. Peeling in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch to the righty. Ground ball, third base. Fielded by Schumer. The throw across the diamond for the second out. Play made by Schumer. Goes across the diamond to Justin Brady. Two outs here in the inning. Top of the fifth inning. No score. Next batter in the lineup is going to step in. It's going to be Stephen Dunford. Dunford's going to step in. Please, right field. Where's number 8? First pitch comes in. Strike called. Dunford on the season batting 269, 387 on base percentage. He's got 4 RBI. Breaking pitch. Broke perfectly for strike 2. Let it go by. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the wind for Tyler Fox. They'll go down swinging for the third out. Top of the fifth, Gophers, no runners left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Still a tie ball game. Tie ball game on the diamond. And we'll mention a little bit about the Knights. Lafayette Central Catholic High School is going to host their sectional and be right here at Gordon Lemming Field. It's going to be Class 1A, Sectional 53. The order of games will be Game 1. It'll be Attica. Excuse me. Attica versus Lafayette Central Catholic. Game 2 will be North Vermilion versus Riverton Park. Game 3 will be the Game 1 winner versus Game 2 winner. Game 4 will be Covington versus Faith Christian. Championship game will be Game 3 winner, Game 4 winner. That's going to happen about May 26th, 27th area. Mark your calendars. We'll mention the Knights going to play next Friday. They'll play, I believe, Western. They'll play at Western for the crossover game in the Hoosier Conference. They'll play that crossover game right there at Western. And I will remind you, last time they played a crossover game at Western, the game took 11 innings. It's finally decided there in the top of the 11th. Mr. Carson himself, Carson Barrett, faked a trip from home plate to, from third to home, and a left-handed pitcher for Western. Kind of fluttered him, frustrated him, and the balk happened. They scored another run. It was 2-0. First pitch comes in. Backdoor curveball, might have been a fastball, in there for a strike. In the batter's box, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick on the season, batting 324, 425 on-base percentage. Next pitch comes in, a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Let's step back in. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Caden Mullendore. Might have took some off of that. A little bit out in front. Swing and a miss. Number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick on the season. He's got 14 RBI. 14 RBI. He leads the club. It'll be a foul ball. Got him in the box. Ball ended up at the pitcher's mound. He picked up the baseball. That was Mullendore. He was going to make a throw. Umpire calls a foul ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Going to step back in. Going to give the ball a rub down. Working from the windup, Caden Mullendore. Here comes the 1-2. Fair ball on the diamond to second base. It was a scorching one hopper right at second baseman Brevin Posey. Posey throws on to Landon Hughes. First out here in the bottom of the fifth. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 25, Carter Johnson, the one hitter for the Knights. Nobody on. Carter Johnson steps in. Here comes the wine from Mullendore. Breaking pitch, finishes high. Carter Johnson shows bunt. Pull the bat back, ball one. Probably going to hit away now. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Ball comes in, strike called. Fastball, knee high. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning, no score. Pitch gets by the glove of catcher Connor Cobb. Two balls, one strike. Caden Mullendore steps behind the rubber. Rub the ball down and step back on the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and lifted to right center field. Coming in to make the catch, right fielder Stephen Dunford.
I'm adding the shortstop.
Stephen Dunford makes the catch. Second out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter in the lineup for the ninth can be number 24, Evan Dehart. As mentioned, Evan Dehart batting an even 400 entering this ballgame. And that's in 52 plate appearances. Pitch comes in, going to be a bunt. Take it third base. Going to be fielded. A throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out. Ty Kirkpatrick, pretty much thinking about a bunt himself. Goes across the diamond to land in use. So no hits, no runs. Nobody left on base. At the end of five, no score. Here, Central Catholic and Clinton Prairie. Again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Or online at ftcsales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. They offer fast finance or easy, low payment plans. You can visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. Friday, 9 to 6. And Saturdays, they're open 9 to 4. So they're open today. You can find them at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. So they throw the ball around the diamond. Throw it around the horn and put it back in the glove of Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to pitch here in his second inning. Prior to, they were going one inning each. Next batter in the lineup going to be the center fielder. The leadoff batter in the ballgame is Clayton Perkins. Last time he took a drive right down the left field area. Just foul would have had a stand-up double. First pitch comes in, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Swing and a miss. Peering in, looking at signals. There's a pitch. Out in front of it. Tried to check the swing. Couldn't get it checked. Strike called at home plate. No balls, two strikes. Stepping behind the rubber, Tyler Fox has stepped back up. On the rubber, working from the windup, facing Clayton Perkins. Out front, drop third strike, stepping to the outside, finds a lane, throws to first base. Justin Brady gets the put out. One out, top of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in. The batter is Brecken Riley. Brecken Riley wears number 3. Batting 417 on the season. On base percentage, 523. He's a foul one left side. Going to be a dribbler about halfway down the third baseline. Tyler Fox going to ask for new baseball. Home plate umpire going to give a rub down to the one He handed him, and brushed the dish off right there. No balls, one strike. Conversation. Third base coach, Brecken Riley. Meeting breaks up. They walk down. That ball may have grazed someone. I give him time to recoup. To step in now. Up on the rubber, Tyler Fox. No balls, one strike, one out. Here comes a wind. Ball high, breaking pitch. Two balls and a strike to Brecken Riley. Up on the rubber, peering and looking at signals. Here comes the 2-1. Low for a ball. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Just step back on. Peering in, looking at signals. There comes a 3-1 pitch. Low for ball. Check that. I have the count wrong. It is now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Back up on the rubber, Tyler Fox. In the batter's box, Brecken Riley. Pitch comes in, fastball, knee high. Called strike. 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a 3-2. The short hop glove. Might have got the umpire's chest protector. Going to stay out in front of home plate. Drop third strike. I take that back. Ball 4 is at first base now. It's number 3, Brecken Riley. So he'll toss the ball back to Tyler Fox. They're working on the diamond right now, working baseball. Justin Brady going to hold him on at first base. Next batter to step in, Connor Cobb. Connor Cobb wears number 6. Batting 242, 359 on base. Percentage, first pitch comes in a ball. One ball, no strikes, signals given. Third base coach. Coach of this team, runs this team, Matthew Scott. Coach of the Gophers. Taking off for second base, foul ball. Run and hit was on. You're going to draw back to first base. Foul ball dribbled around home plate. Connor Cobb and Brecken Riley trying to work together there. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the sixth inning, no score. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, set position. Pickoff move at first base. Justin Brady applies the tag. Base at first is Brecken Riley. In the batter's box, Connor Cobb. Number 6, right-handed batter. Taking off for second base. Swing. And that's going to be a foul tip in the glove. I think that it didn't get in the glove. It's just a foul ball right there around home plate again. So run and hit was on. At number 3 at first base, Brecken Riley. In the batter's box, Connor Cobb. 1-2 count. Pickoff move. A little bit quicker move right there from Tyler Fox. One ball, two strikes, one out. Working from the stretch, now the set. Taking off, going to fake the takeoff for second base that time. Ball comes in high for ball 2. Two balls, two strikes. One out, top of the sixth inning, one aboard. For Clinton Prairie, that's number 3, Brecken Riley. Step off the back of the rubber. Tyler Fox, he'll reset and step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a stretch, now the set position. Here comes a pitch. Not much of a set right there. B position umpire shakes his head, I think in coordination with the home plate umpire. Probably a set like that again, and they're probably balking. Working out a set. Here comes a pitch. Swing and a miss. Three balls, no strikes. prospect that he'll go down on strikes. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Stepping in. Gopher. Pickoff move, first base. Back safely. It's Brecken Riley. Stepping into bat, Brevin Posey. Strike call. They'll throw to second base on the attempted steal, and he'll steal second base. Brecken Riley, now in scoring position. No balls, one strike. A step back in. Right-handed batter, Brevin Posey. Working from the stretch. Breaking pitch. Finish low. Out of the glove of Jackson King right there in front of him. Staying put at second base, Brecken Riley. Brevin Posey. 269 batting average, 441. On base. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pickoff move. Pirouette. Clockwise and not make a throw. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch. Now the set position. Looks at second base. Here comes the pitch. Low and away. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. So peer in, look at signals once again. From Jackson Kane, working from the set. He'll check second. Pitch comes in, strike called. No swing. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Runner at second base is Brecken Riley. Ground ball in the infield. He fielded by Evan Zienhardt. He misplays it. Pushes it out in front of him. Pretty good little distance. Couldn't pick it up to throw to first base. Runners on the corners for the Gophers. Going to have a new batter in the lineup. The step in. Going to bat. The pitch hitter. Austin Albitz. Austin Albitz wears number 9. Austin Albitz on the season, batting 200, 429 on base percentage. He scored two runs. He's got a base hit. He's going to step in right now. Austin Albitz. Time out on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Talk with his crew. Right there, the infield positions. And we'll mention, this game is, in part, being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, it's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. You can visit Titus Bakery and Deli. It's right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays, 7 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. That's Titus Bakery and Deli. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in high and tight for a ball. One ball, no strikes. In the batter's box is number 9, Austin Albitz. He's listed as a second baseman and a pitcher. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Runners on the corners for the Gophers. Top of the sixth inning, no score. Two outs. In the batter's box, as mentioned, number 9, Austin Albitz. A member of the junior class. Set position. Here comes the pitch. Right down the pipe. no swing. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He'll step in now. Right-handed batter. Pretty poised stance. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. A little bit underneath. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Working out a stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox now out of the set position. Pitch comes in. He'll foul one back. Going to get out of play. Stay in the box with a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Two out. Two aboard. First and third base for the Gophers. Tyler Fox going to ask for a different baseball. Tyler Fox, pretty tall young man. Tyler Fox wears number 14. They call him 6'1", 165. He looks a bit taller than that. A step back on the rubber. Two balls, two strikes. In the batter's box, number 9, Austin Albitz. Working out of set position. Taking off the second base. Ground ball in the infield. Ryan Schumer backhands it. Throws across the diamond. Gets the put out with Justin Brady. So they need two aboard. Couldn't put a run across. It's still a 0-0 ball game. Knight's going to pass in the bottom of the sixth inning. And again, we thank you for listening. A little mention. PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring with the official Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Owen Munn steps in batting 370, 433 on base percentage. He leads the team with 20 hits on the season. First pitch comes in, a ball low. One ball, no strikes. He'll step back in. Owen Munn has 17 singles. He's got a double. He's got a home run. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Owen Munn batting in the bottom of the sixth. No score. Central Catholic Knights, Clinton Prairie Gophers. Makeup game, they had to reschedule from Thursday to here on Saturday morning. Here comes the wind from Molendor. Just above the zone, ball three. Working the breaking pitch. Three balls, no strikes. And a step back in, Owen Munn, 11 RBI on the season, takes the pitch. Strike call, knee-high strike fastball. So he scored 15 runs on the season. That also is close to the lead. We'll mention Brent Robbins with 17. Pitch comes in above the zone, ball four. It jogged down to first base. To take that left shin guard apparatus off, hand it to Coach Johnson, stepping in the timeout on the diamond. Going to be a catcher-pitcher conversation with Coach. They have had some bullpen activity. Going to talk with Coach. Looks like he may stay. Molendor, he's got a strong arm. Still got several pitches left in it. So no score. Batting here in the bottom of the sixth are the Knights. Knights going against the Gophers. Gophers, Frankfort, Indiana. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from here. And that's a pretty good place right there. We'll mention a friend of mine from college, Dave Brettnocker. Dave Brettnocker, pretty good guy. Enjoy his friendship. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Working from the stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch from Molendor. High, thin, tight, and tight. Ball one. So look at signals, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Not many given. Step back in. Ryan Schumer. There's number 7. Steps in batting 242. He has squared a bun early. Stepping off the back of the rubber is Molendor. Ryan Schumer batting 242, 419 on base percentage. He's got 9 RBI. Pickoff move, first base. Owen Munn back safely, head first. Put the tag on him. Did Landon Hughes at first base. Working out a stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch, back door, came in there for a strike. Schumer let it go by. Count goes 1-1. Schumer going to step back in. Working quick. It's a stretch. Now the set, picking up for second base is Owen Munn. And he's going to get him out. Pretty good toss down there from Connor Cobb. Getting the put out. Taking the throw. Shortstop, Breckin Riley. At a high pitch, it was a ball. It was on and over the pitch out. I don't know how far outside it was. But it was right there, available for Connor Cobb to make a good throw. So, here comes the pitch. It's tight. Count goes 3-1. To Ryan Schumer. Caden Molendor has gone the distance. Pitching here in the top of the sixth, or excuse me, bottom of the sixth inning. He's going to walk to first base. Charles will walk. Ryan Schumer going to go with the base runner. We're going to see first time this season, I believe. We'll double check here. 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks going to do the base running for Ryan Schumer. Keaton Brooks, 6'2", 150. He's listed as a pitcher and a center, an outfielder. As he listens to a little bit heat of the moment. So they're working on the diamond. They're going to insert a new pitcher in the ballgame. Doing the pitching now is going to be number 3, Breckin Riley. They'll walk over from a shortstop position. He's a member of the senior class. Breckin Riley going to end the game with 8 2/3 innings under his belt. We'll mention Breckin Riley stepping in right now, getting some warm-up tosses. Warming up from the stretch. Right-handed pitcher. Working with catcher Connor Cobb. So they're working on the diamond right there. And they're just getting ready for next batter here in the bottom of the sixth inning. One out. We'll mention the scoreboard. Not a lot of numbers on it other than zeros for this game thus far. But he's getting his final warm-up tosses. He's getting ready to complete. And conversation. Coach going to talk with Connor Cobb. Coach going to walk back to the dugout. Matthew Scott, the head coach for the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Clinton Prairie Gophers, and the Knights, they went at it over at Clinton Prairie. I think that was, must have been 3 years ago, and a lot of foul balls. One foul ball caught at the foul fence down the right field line right there for the first baseman. He caught it over the fence. Pretty good catch. He stayed on the inside, obviously. But that was a good game also, Clinton Prairie and Central Catholic. Jogging out, going to go over the singles with pitcher Caden Mollendore. His catcher, Connor Cobb. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights will be 32, Justin Brady. Keaton Brooks doing the running at first base for Ryan Schumer. Working from the stretch. Hearing in looking at signals. Brecken Riley. First hit comes in low for ball one. 32, Justin Brady batting 298 on the season. 377 on base percentage. He's got 10 RBI. Pickoff move and his step off the back. There's Brecken Riley. He'll step back in. Fury and look at signals out of stretch. Modest lead here at first base for Keaton Brooks. Swung on. He'll take a drive to right center field. He's going to get the gap. He's going to bounce one time. Not going to get to the fence. Picking it up in right field is Stephen Dunford. Rounding third base, going through the plate. Head first slide, Keaton Brooks, safe at home. Taking third base on the throw is Justin Brady. He'll be credited with a two base hit and an RBI. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, going to step back in. T.J. Bell, as mentioned, 286 on-base percentage. He's got 8 RBI. Here's the pitch. Ball comes in. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Working on the pitcher's mound, Brecken Riley. Working from the stretch, peering in. Looking at signals. Now the set position. Pitch comes in. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Checking signals out of the box, not many given. More given now. Step back out. Time out, he'll step back in. Ball's in play. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. It's Brecken Riley. The set position. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Left side, foul ball. Going to be fielded by the former Purdue Boilermakers second baseman, also played for the Knights. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, working out a stretch. Brecken Riley, pitch comes in, going to float one right side, just foul of the right field line. It'll be a foul ball. Count goes one and two. One ball, two strikes, once more for T.J. Bell. They're going to call him out on strikes. Might have been right there at the top of the zone. They'll set down, they'll go down looking. Two outs. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. So step in, that's Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, number 33. He started his game as a pitcher, went one inning. Pitch comes in, he's way out in front of it. Going to be misplayed by the catcher, Justin Brady, at third base. Step back in the rubber, Brecken Riley. Pretty long stretch. Brady's feet not quite together. A normal standing position when he's in the set. Pitch comes in, a ball. Peering in, looking at signals. Right-handed pitcher, Brecken Riley. Checks third base, here's the pitch. Swung on, going to get around on it pretty early. A foul ball. Giving it a good chase right there with third baseman Kirkpatrick. He's right out there by it. Ball lands, one ball, two strikes. He's a little bit grimacing. They're going to check on him. Knights athletic trainer to jog out. He's going to get back to his seat. They'll check on him anyway, for certain. He's going to come up a little bit grimacing. So bottom of the sixth inning, one run in. It's now a one-run ball game. He'll walk in. Coach is going to check with him. See what they're going to do here. He's going to kind of jog it off. That's working there on a diamond. That's number five, Mullendore. Mullendore went from the pitcher's position to third base. Mullendore went a good distance in this game. He went into last inning. So he went definitely five innings, pretty close to it. Stepping in, getting ready to play ball. So the pitching is a little bit foul ball right there at home plate. Brent Robbins. Pitcher of record is Brecken Riley. Brecken Riley came over from shortstop position last inning. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch. Froze him up. Broke in there for a strike. Well positioned by Brecken Riley. So the Knights come up with one. They leave one on base. At the end of six, 1-0 ball game. Clinton Prairie coming to the plate. We do thank you for tuning in. Again, we'll mention that sectional coming up not too far in the distant future.
I'm thinking for the next
IHSAA High School Baseball 2022. Number of schools entered in the sectional in the state of Indiana, 383. Total number of games it will take in 25 days to do the sectionals, that's for all classes, 379 games. That's why umpires are needed. Umpire shortage somewhat. If you want to call the IHSAA, call them up and you can find out how you can become an umpire here in the state of Indiana. It's all good, and we'll mention you can call IHSAA at 317-846-6601. 846-6601, 317 area code. Schools playing the up factor, one class up, due to tournament success factors this year are Southridge. They'll go to 3A, Class 3A, Sectional 31 at Princeton. University High School, Class 2A, Sectional 43. They'll play that at Park Tudor. University High School going to be an opponent of Central Catholic next week. I believe that's on the 10th. Tune in. You can hear that game. Put me in sports. The game will happen here at Gordon Lemming Field. I believe so. So they did play one time a few years ago. They played over at Purdue Stadium. At Purdue Stadium, I think that's Alexander Field. I think, going by recollection, pretty nice ball field to play baseball at. I'm sure pretty good ball field to play at. Tyler Powers knows about that. So they're getting ready to bat here in the top of the seventh inning. Clinton Prairie on the pitcher's mound for the Knights, number seven, Brian Schumer. First pitch, foul tip in the glove, and the strike called. No balls, one strike. Step back in. Here comes the wind. This comes in a bit above the zone. One ball, one strike. Ryan Schumer pitching for the Knights. Ryan ended the ballgame with five innings on the season, fouled back to the screen. Count goes 1-2 to the third baseman, number five, Caden Mullendore. Caden Mullendore on the season batting .217, .317 on base percentage. Caden Mullendore at 5 RBI. Pitch comes in, ball two. Ryan Schumer has, he's been appearances. He's got 3 on the season. This is number 4. And he has faced 12 batters. Foul back, out of play. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Step back in. Right-handed batter, number 5, Caden Mullendore. Turn in, looking at signals. Working from the windup. Here's the wind. Breaking pitch. He stayed off of it. Checked his swing. Count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Turn in, looking at signals. Here comes a 3-2. Let it go by. To go down looking. 1 out. Here in the top of the 7th inning. Next batter in the lineup, number 7, Ty Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick played a lot of third base in the ballgame. He'll step in to bat right-handed. Kirkpatrick batting 233, 303 on base percentage. First pitch comes in knee-high, strike called. Kirkpatrick on the season, 4 RBI. He scored 8 runs. He's got 7 hits. Breaking pitch, laid off of it. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out. Only 3 hits in this ball game. Pitch comes in. Low for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Kind of difficult sometimes to get up to play a 10 a.m. start. That means you're getting up early. But I will mention class 1A basketball is just the same in the finals. Ball comes in. Strike call. Count goes 2-2. Cashin Kane might have taken a pitch off the thigh. Off the thigh right there. Coach Borden is going to walk out, talk with him. Check on him, give him time to be okay. He's a trooper. I'll say it again. Dan Adams, umpire, thinks he's quite a catcher. So they'll work it right there. He'll stay in the ballgame. Freshman athlete, Jackson Kane. First day in the ballgame, back up on the rubber, is Ryan Schumer. Here comes the wind. Back to a strike call. We got the curveball in there. A righty facing a righty. Throws him up. He let it go by. 2 outs. Top of the 7th inning. Stepping into bat. Going to be the left fielder. He wears number 11, Elijah Edwards. Elijah Edwards on the season. He got a 222 on base percentage. First pitch comes in, ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signal, down the windup. Ryan Schumer, here's the pitch. Ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Step back in, right-handed batter facing the righty. Ryan Schumer, here comes the 2-0. High and away, ball three. 3 balls, no strikes. Steps back in. Back on the rubber, Ryan Schumer. Here comes a 3-0. Low for ball four. A 4-pitch walk issued to number 11, Elijah Edwards. He'll be at first base, stepping into bat. Going to be number 8. Playing right field in the ballgame, Stephen Dunford. Stephen Dunford steps in, batting 269, 387 on base percentage. First pitch fouled back on the ground. No balls, 1 strike. Stephen Dunford, we'll mention he scored 5 runs this season. He's got a triple. He's got 4 RBI. He also has 2 doubles. Set position is the pitch. Breaking pitch, laid off of it. Ball two. Check that. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Step back in. Stephen Dunford. Dunford, right-handed batter, facing the righty. Working out a stretch. Ryan Schumer. This comes in low. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Ryan Schumer steps back in the rubber. Peers in, looks at signals from Jackson Kane. Now the set position. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first base. He drew a walk. Is Elijah Edwards for Clinton Prairie. He'll get a modest lead. Maybe a little more than modest. Maybe he'll be taken off. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, strike three. They'll go down looking. 6.5 innings gone by. Final score, Central Catholic 1, Clinton Prairie 0. A good ball game right here on a Saturday morning. We do thank you for listening in. We thank my wife back home, Soundcheck. She monitored the ball game. We thank you for listening. And if you stay tuned, we're supposed to talk with Coach Bordenay. If you want to hang around, we'll listen to Coach Bordenay and words that he'll have about night's baseball. We're back on post-game right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Scott Matthews. I tell you what, Coach, a one-run ball game, you got to admit, Caden Mullendor did well.
Yeah, I thought Caden threw really well. I thought we competed really well on the mound, and I thought we competed really well on defense. We just didn't have very much competition in the box today. I thought, Tim threw a bunch of pitchers at us, kind of kept us off balance and things like that. But I was incredibly proud of the way our kids played. No fear. Caden threw incredibly well. The same kid a couple, months ago. We weren't sure what we were going to get out of him, and he's thrown incredibly well for us today.
Brecken Riley came in and did pretty well also.
Yeah, Brecken's one of those kids. He's kind of a jack of all trades. He can play shortstop. He can pitch for us. He can move him over to second base and things like that. He can do it all. But, once again, just really proud of how the kids competed today. That's something that we've, worked on quite a bit this year. Is our record doesn't show it, but we're getting better and we're competing and things like that.
But you got a couple games coming up from the Hoosier Heartland Conference.
Yeah, this week we have Delphi Tuesday and Wednesday. Another really good baseball team. Coach Long over there does a really good job with those kids. And we just got to go over and compete. We got to be more focused on competing in the box and things like that. I think pitching and defense will be okay, but we got to compete in the box.
Coach Scott Matthews, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, we're talking to Coach Bordenay. I said, well, Coach Bordenay, a one-run ball game, probably less. You wanted to score more than you did last game, but you didn't.
Yeah, we didn't hit the ball very well, but, our pitchers did a great job and, really held them down, actually no-hitter, so combined no-hitter. So, our pitchers obviously gave us a chance to win today, and we didn't produce with the bats except for Justin's big hit there in the sixth.
I tell you what, I found out just a little bit ago from your dad that tonight is prom night, and you got this game in early, and he thought maybe your kids were thinking about tonight.
Well, they were thinking about something. I'm not sure what it was, but it didn't seem like it was about baseball. So, but, the positive side of that is we did come out on top of the win and found a way to win it late in the ball game when it was tied up.
You got four games coming up next week, and University is one of them.
Yeah, actually, we have six games next week. We have Jeff on Monday, University Tuesday, who's top-ranked in 2A, and then we play Seager on Wednesday, team that beat us last year in the sectional. And then we have a conference championship game at Western on Friday night, and we have a doubleheader back here at home against Pioneer on Saturday. So it's going to be a tough week, and we're going to need all of our pitchers that threw today to step up and do the job again.
Hey, Coach Scott Matthews got some kind words for you. How about Caden Mullendor? Help me out there.
Mullendor, yeah, he did a great job. He made pitches when he had to, and defense made some plays behind him. And, he did a great job to keep our hitters down at bay.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you Monday.
All right, thank you.
Hey, I got to mention, this game was made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall. We thank him for all he does. He does quite a bit. And right now we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.